Talk New York sports on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Moose and Otis with you. 10:45 here on this Wednesday midday. Kicked it off, talk a little football. We'll get into Cole. Yankees. Rain out last night, double dip today, weather permitting. Not exactly beautiful weather out here on this Wednesday in the tri-state area. Talked a little football, kicking off the program. I'll tell you, the thing when you look at both locals that, you know, would be concerning to me outside of, you know, guys staying relatively healthy is I don't know if I necessarily believe that the Jets have a head coach that's capable of taking them to where they need to go. When I look at Robert Saleh. I think he's a good player-friendly coach. Mm-hmm. I think he defends his players. He obviously, as we know, you know, wants to, you know, be friends with everybody in the media, and keep up those relationships. I think, you know, accountability when it comes to Saleh, leaves me a little wanting. You saw some sloppiness when it comes to it. His team's play last year when it comes to penalties. I don't know, and listen, Saleh's got a tremendous quarterback in Rodgers if he stays healthy. They're a remarkably talented defense. But if you're looking, and you don't necessarily have to have an all-time great coach in order to go out and accomplish it. I get it. Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl. George Seifert was not an all-time great coach. Won with the San Francisco 49ers, right? So you don't necessarily need that. It helps. I mean, it helps when you have a head coach that puts your team in the best possible position to be successful. You've seen warts from Saleh the past couple years here with Zach Wilson. You really have. And from this entire coaching staff, the inability to deal with injuries and the inability to prepare their teams and put them in the best possible position to be successful. Now, does he have a more talented team now this year than he, say, did a year ago? Probably, as long as Hassan Reddick is there. But the coach, to me, I think the Giants have got a good coach in Daboll. I think he's got to go out there and prove it. He's only been here 2 years. However, the preparedness in year one, which wasn't necessarily prevalent in year number two, I think Daboll's going to learn from those mistakes. Saleh, to me, continues to replicate the same mistakes he makes over and over and over again. And how can you look at a head coach who has the understanding that he's still here because the quarterback wants him here? I mean, that's the other aspect of it as well. And how then do you hold the quarterback then accountable if Rodgers needs to be held accountable if you're the head coach?
I don't know if you do. I mean, you'd like to have a head coach who can drop the gavel, can make decisions based on his gut or what he knows and not be at the behest of the all-time great quarterback. But that's the situation that he's in. He himself.
You think Saleh's a good enough coach to take this team to where they need to go?
I think,
from what we've seen,
he does. He leaves a lot to be desired. But I believe that with the
nice guy, runs the stairs, very nice guy, physically fit, all of those things. Got a huge family, all those things. Good man, good guy, all
check
those things.
Check the boxes
up and down the line, right? I mean, he fills out the, you know, looks good on the sideline, all those things.
Yeah.
Is he a good head coach? Do you think he's a championship-winning head coach?
I think right now he is still learning the position. And I know that it's been, what, the fourth year now? I think that he's learning that job. I think he was a defensive coordinator, and he was very good at that as far as a total team aspect. Maybe he's learning the offensive side of the football. I think the jury's still out on what he's going to be. But I believe that if he has a successful season this year, that he can parlay that into a longer leash here with the New York Jets. And Aaron Rodgers probably does make those decisions as far as the general manager, the head coach, who he wants to be around because he has that much sway with the organization. But I think this could be a pivotal year for Robert Saleh. He needs to establish himself, not just because of the talent, but because of decisions that he makes in game and out of games.
But is that healthy? And we mentioned earlier in the hour about the Jets. Finally, at some point in time, the football gods are going to smile upon, you know, Beningo and all the Jet fans out there. Ira in Staten Island, longtime caller here to WFAN. And the Jets are going to have an uber successful year. And it's not just going to be Joe Namath as the Super Bowl winning quarterback. And, you know, and that unbelievable moment when they, you know, they knocked off the Colts, right?
Yeah.
With all that, though, you know, does that set you up for success? When you are a head coach taking the field, knowing that, you know, you could only go so far with a player because you're here, because the player wants you here. and that he's comfortable with you being here. When you are a head coach and you've shown the lack of ability to adapt to when you lose personnel on your team, when you are a head coach and your greatest asset is that you're a very player-friendly head coach, and there isn't the, you know, the buck stops here kind of mentality. And I get, in today's day and age of professional sports, Otis, it's player empowerment.
True.
Right? And it's different right now than it was 20 or 30 years ago. I'm not going all the way back, you know, to when, you know, Bill Walsh was on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. It's a complete, but we saw in New England with Belichick and the Patriots, you know, there was a healthy respect for what Belichick was going out there to do, and there was an inherent trust the players had in Belichick that he was going to put them in the best possible position to be successful. Now, it was hard. There mm-hmm. were certain players that couldn't take it. They couldn't handle it, couldn't deal with the stress, couldn't deal with the preparedness, everything that Belichick asked you to go out there and do as a player. Not every player would thrive in his system. Mm-hmm. Do you get that with Saleh when you look at him as a head coach and say to yourself, you know what? Yeah, he puts us in the best possible position to be successful as a team.
I'm not exactly sure about that, but I do believe that the players believe in him. And a lot of times that is what makes the difference with a football team. If you believe in the guy and then you go out, you make adjustments in game, you know, linebacker makes a call, this, that, and a third. You have a quarterback who can overcome a lot of warts on this football team. If you have that opportunity, if you're talking about just head coaching, if he's going to be the reason that they are successful, I'm not going to say that he's the only reason that they're going to be
Well, the reason they're going to be successful this year is Rodgers.
Exactly, exactly.
Do you think it has anything to do with Saleh?
No.
So the head coach plays no role with the Jets this year?
No, I'm not saying that. I go back to, I think that he's learning on the job. I don't think that he's a finished product as a head coach. Now, acquiescing to Aaron Rodgers, that's not a good thing. You need a guy that's going to be in there and make decisions and not think about his standing with the team or anything like that. He has to have that confidence that he can make the decisions regardless of the players or what the outcome is going to be. He has to know and be confident in what he can do. That's what he needs to be. We're hoping that but Jet fans are hoping that he becomes more of a finished product.
Especially in a scenario where it's, you know,
Super Bowl or bust. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
It's win or go home this year. I mean, that's it.
Yep.
I mean, the Jets, if we're talking about 5-6 months from now and the Jets are not a playoff team, Saleh's going to be out of a job.
I believe that.
And I'd be hard-pressed to think that Robert's going to be getting a head coaching opportunity based anytime soon based on the job that he did here in New York.
Because he did not prove that he would have been a reputable head coach. And we see
that's
that happen a lot of times.
Yeah, when you think about it. Like, Rodgers has to overcome a lot. He has to overcome the ineptitude of Hackett as the OC. He has to deal with the history of the failure of the Jets organization. He's also now got to deal with a head coach that's more focused probably on the defense than all three phases. Like, Aaron Rodgers has to overcome a lot. They put a lot on his shoulders.
Yes. And he would tell the fans, R-E-L-A-X, relax. I'm in control here. I can make this happen. So
unfortunately, it's about 10 years ago. He's 40 and he's coming off a torn Achilles.
But in his mind, I think he believes that he can still do it.
10:55, Melusis and Otis Livingston with you on this Wednesday Monday. In for BT and Sal. Come back with your calls and more next.